Jesus is coming back for the church. Amen. And my friends, it could happen any time, any day. I want everyone to stand, if you would, and take God's word. And I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 20. I want to speak to you about something that's going to happen 1,007 years after the rapture of the church takes place. And like I said before, the rapture could happen today. And each and every person in this building this morning, doesn't matter that you come to church, it doesn't matter that you tithe, it doesn't matter that you pray or whatever, or deacon or trustee, what matters is that you have a personal one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day you had asked for forgiveness of your sins. And I like what Brother Billy Harmon said about, he's going to call you by name. My friends, he knows each and every person here, each and every person that came to the house of God this morning. He knows you by name. And my friends, if you need Christ as Savior of your life this morning, I want you to make sure you do not leave these doors unless you ask for forgiveness of your sins and make sure you are saved and on your way to heaven, because this word is absolutely true. And what I'm going to read this morning is what John had saw and heard in the throne room of heaven when he went up there in the Spirit. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. And I truly appreciate the opportunity to come to our church and preach the word of God. I pray for our pastor and all the young people at High Point. You would bless them. You would speak to their hearts, that the Spirit of God would save many souls today. And that these young people, Lord, would just be rejoicing and just praising and uplifting your precious name for all you've done for us on Calvary. And all you are going to do and all you are doing. We thank you and praise you. But I pray this morning for Charlestown Missionary Baptist Church right here, Lord, that if there's a soul here today that is not saved, yes, Lord, we could be in church. We could go to church, pray, read the word, sing the songs, become a trustee or deacon. But if we're not saved, if we haven't put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, none of that's going to matter. We will stand before the great white throne judgment. Every single unbeliever will stand before the great white throne judgment and be there for the works they have done, Lord, and cast into the lake of fire. There will be no second chance for salvation after the rapture of the church. There would be no hope and no chance. And Lord, you are returning. And as that song was sung, are you prepared this morning? Friend, if you're not saved today, please accept Christ as your Savior. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. Give us power to preach with power, purity, truth, and liberty. I pray, Lord, you would just speak to our hearts today. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'll try not to be long. I just looked up and it's 12 o'clock already. Amen. So I'll try not to be very long. John, the Apostle John, is one of the last living apostles. He's in his 90s. He is now in the throne room of God. He has seen some marvelous things in the throne room. He had seen God Almighty with the rainbow around and the throne and the beauty there that God has showed him. He has seen Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God. But now, and he has seen also many, many things about the tribulation, which is going to take place. And you say, what's the tribulation? tribulation. It's one of the worst things that this world has ever seen, that this world will ever see. Think of the worst thing that we have ever seen in our lifetime since we've been alive. Think of the worst things that people have seen in their lifetime as they have been alive. That will be nothing, nothing compared to the tribulation after the rapture of the church. After the rapture, the tribulation will start. Hey, listen, there will be no born-again believers here on earth. They will be up in heaven with Jesus. How do you know that? Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit of God will depart from the earth. And those that are not saved will not have another chance to be saved. Doesn't matter what message you might hear. I said it a couple weeks ago. There'll still be people probably coming to church after the rapture of the church happens. They have not been truly saved, born again. We must believe that we put our faith and trust in Jesus. But John is up there and he's seen all these many, many things. There's 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. There's many things he has seen. There's many joys he has seen. There's many happiness he has seen. And there's many hurt and sorrows. But I believe this here in verses 11 through 15 is the worst, the most terrifying thing that he has ever seen. And can I tell you, because it's in the Word of God, it will absolutely, positively happen at some time. The Bible says, and I saw a great white throne. That word great means infinite. It means the I am, amen. It means Christ, God Almighty in the flesh. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, amen, the judge. He will be the judge and the ruler of all nations and of the whole entire world. But at this great white throne judgment, he will be the judge there of all the unbelievers that have ever been born since Adam and Eve and all the way up to today. Many, many people, I pray, and as I thought about that, I thought, well, there could be billions. I hope there's only millions. I hope there's only hundreds of thousands. I hope there's only thousands. I hope there's not that many people, because they will suffer at the great white throne judgment as they are cast into the lake of fire. He said, and I saw it was a great white throne. The white means holiness. It means purity. It means justice. And that's only God himself. Nobody else could sit on that throne. Nobody else could be the ruler and creator of the world except the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Amen. And the word throne means majesty. Majesty. I mean, I love that song that sings majesty. And it says the one who determines the destiny of their creation. How could he be? Because he created it all. He created mankind, gave man the breath of his living breath, his soul, amen, that would last throughout all eternity. Your body could die, but your soul will last throughout all eternity. And one day when the rapture happens, and also for the unbelievers, when the great white throne takes place, God will raise up the dead that are the unbelievers, those that have not been saved. Hey, listen, and you'll get a new body too, but it'll be a body that will be in torment throughout all eternity. I saw the great white throne and him that sat on it. I believe this is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Lord himself. He's the one who will judge the unbelievers of the world. Amen. John 5:22, Jesus said, "For the Father judges no man." Speaking of God Almighty, "the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Let me tell you what. Why could he do that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that died for the sins of the world. He's the one that left all of heaven's splendor. He's the one that came down for 33 and a half years on this earth. He's the one that has never sinned, not one thought, not one sin in his life. He's the perfect, perfect Savior of the world. He's the one that suffered and bled and died on Calvary. He's the one that shed his precious blood. He's the one that rose from the grave on that third and victorious day. He's the one that can save your soul, and the only one, and the one that will condemn the unbeliever at the white, great white throne judgment. You know, Acts 10:42 also says, "And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead." The quick and the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ will be the one who sits on the great white throne. He's in complete control now of the entire universe. And I know Satan is still the prince and the power of the air, but our Savior is in complete control of everything going on in every single life, amen. The song the kids sang, amen, that he's there and he's with me, for me, whenever I need him. And he will be there for you also. But it'll be throughout all eternity. The unbelievers, those that don't put their faith and trust in Christ, those that don't believe in the risen Savior, those that don't believe that Jesus is the very Son of God, they will be at the great white throne judgment.
Doesn't matter how old, how young, how smart, how rich, whatever you are, doesn't matter. My friends, if you're not saved today, if you're not born again, if you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, can I tell you, you will be at the great white throne judgment. And that's a terrifying place to be. You do not want to be there. Because you will be cast into the lake of fire. I'm up here preaching this only because what Jesus said, not me. I'm just telling you what Jesus said, what the Word of God says. This is a very, very thoughtful four verses here, 11 through 15. Very, very something that you want to think about and put in your mind. Let me tell you what, the unbelievers were given account for their sins, and not just the account, but they will be cast into the lake of fire, which, by the way, nobody's there right now. And people that have died are in a place called Hades or hell. I believe it's in the center of the earth. And I believe there's many, many people there that are non-believers. And one day they will come up out of there. The Bible says, we'll read that in just a few moments. The Bible says, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Fled away. And there was found no place for them. You know, Jesus said that he's going to what? Create a new heaven and a new earth. Not the heaven, the third heaven where he's at now. That will always be there. But the heavens that we look up and that we see where the birds fly and the fowl of the air is up there. And then also they say there's three heavens. That's the first heaven. The second heaven is up there in the universe where the planets are. Those will be destroyed. Those will be gone. John saw it. He said, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. We don't know exactly where the judgment will take place. There's not going to be a earth. It's going to go away. Peter talks about it. I'll say it if I can. Peter talks about it. God Almighty told John to write this down. Heaven and earth will be fled away. There's no place for anybody to hide. I thought about that. Where would this be? Like, well, let's think about this. The rapture of the church. Where's it going to take place? Up in the sky. We're going to have the reunion up in the sky with our Savior and our loved ones that have gone on before us up in the sky. It's not going to be here. It's not going to be right up in heaven. I believe it's going to be in the sky. It's where the rapture is going to be, where we will be with Jesus and our loved ones. Amen. And then we'll go to heaven. But let me tell you what, I believe the heaven and earth will be gone. And there's no place for the unbeliever to hide. Oh, you can't get to me, God, because I'm going to go hide under a rock. There's not going to be any rocks. You can't get to me, God. I'm going to go down to the cave. There's not going to be any cave because heaven and earth will fled away, will be gone. But can I tell you this? You can hide now. Oh, you can come to the house of God. You can hear the man of God preach. You can hear all about Jesus, all about the Savior, all about heaven and hell. But you can leave this place and you can hide from God today. But you will not hide at the great white throne judgment. Because you'll be there with everybody, all the unbelievers that do not believe and do not accept Christ as their Savior. You will be there, and there's no place to go. Let me read a little scripture to you. Isaiah says, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. 2 Peter says also, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Righteousness. Think about that word, righteousness. I'm looking forward to heaven one day. How about you? Are you looking forward to heaven where there's not going to be any more sin? There's not going to be any more sorrow. There's not going to be any more suffering. There's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more pain. It's all going to be gone. It's going to be righteousness. What a difference that will make. How disgusting and how sorrowful this world is today. Listen to the things that happen. Hear the things on your phone. See the things on the radio. Hear the things in the news of all the disgusting things that are happening in this world today. And why is that? Because of sin in this world. And sin bringeth forth death. Sin in the world. But it's not going to be like that in heaven. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to be throughout all eternity. But you must be saved. You must put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word righteous means purity of life, amen. A condition that is acceptable unto God, which heaven will be like. But let me tell you something. He says over there, he says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. John saw the dead come up out of the graves. and the souls and the bodies joined together. You say, the bodies, how can they be? There's people have been dead for 6,000 years. Well, they're ashes and dust, but God Almighty can bring that together. He created it so He can recreate it. And He'll bring the body and the soul back together. And the dead in Christ, the unbelievers, will stand before the great white throne judgment. They'll stand there before it. I saw the dead. The Bible says in Ephesians, and you hath He quickened. What's He talking about? The people that have accepted Christ, the people that are saved, the people that have not rejected Christ. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Quicken means to be made alive. Once we take our Christian, let me speak to the Christian, once we take our last breath, it doesn't matter. Our soul will go on throughout all eternity with Jesus. Amen. We will be alive throughout all eternity. Those He has quickened, has made alive. Amen. Before salvation, we were dead in our sins and on our way to a devil's hell. There was no hope. There was no Savior. There was no help. But once we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, amen, we were made alive. Made alive. I was telling my wife the other day, I hope I live to be 90-some years old. I hope I'm preaching when I die. I hope. And she said, well, hell, your mind's getting a little crazy. You know what I mean? It's, you can't remember a lot of things. That's right. I'll just keep on preaching the Word of God. Amen. Take me to church. Amen. I'll keep on preaching the Word of God. I want to stay alive as long as I can. But let me tell you the good thing. Once I pass on, I'll be alive in a place called heaven because I've accepted my Lord and Savior as Jesus Christ and my Lord. Amen. I'm my Lord. Have you today? Have you accepted Him? The Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Stand before God. Romans 14:11 says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. The unsaved will have to meet with the Lord Jesus as their judge and not as their Savior or Redeemer. I don't want Jesus to be my judge. And He's not, because He's my Redeemer and my Savior. Praise God. Amen. Our sins are washed away. They're buried in the depths of the deepest sea. They're as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered anymore. And because of that, we are saved, born again, washed in the blood on our way to heaven. We do not have to worry about the great white throne judgment. Oh, but if you're here today, if you've never asked for forgiveness of your sins, the great white throne judgment is coming one day. It's coming. The Bible says over there, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. The plural, there's a couple books there. But He saw the dead, small and great. He saw the ones, maybe that had millions of dollars, that thought they could get to heaven because they had so much money. He saw the ones that were maybe in the house of God for years and years. And can I say, because I've done that too? I was in the house of God for years but never saved. He saw the ones that were there in the house of God that sang and worshiped the Lord. Ones that gave tithe to. One that sang in the choir. Ones that were a deacon who were trusting. He saw them there stand before God at the great white throne judgment. What's that mean? Being in church isn't going to get you saved. Being a singer in the choir is not going to get you saved. Reading the Bible is not going to get you saved. It's by putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone and asking for forgiveness of your sins, my friends. That's what saves your soul. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We don't want to face the great white throne judgment. He said he saw... the small and the dead stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, or the Lamb of God, amen. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. In the books. Let me tell you what, hell will be emptied out at the great white throne judgment. Because they will stand before God Almighty, Jesus Christ, stand before Him and be judged. He said over there, He said the book of life and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works or their deeds. Now listen, as Christians, we're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. We're not going to be judged for our sins there. We're going to be judged for our works that we have done. We go out. Now, let me just tell you this. Okay, I'm up here preaching. So let me tell you, maybe you'll get this. There's times when I went and I sang at different churches. There's times when I went and sung for an hour. But did I do it for Jesus? Did I do it to bring Him glory and honor and praise? Did I do every single song to bring God glory, honor, and praise? At times, no. I'm just telling you, you can walk out if you want, but that's the way I am. There's times I went just to maybe hear myself sing or try to make people happy or try to, hey, there's L singing, that's great. Hey, listen, it's about the works you do for God. It's about what you do for Him. It's about the glory you do for Him. It's not about you. It's all about Him. See, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we'll receive rewards for what we have done for Him to give Him glory, honor, and praise. And we'll give those rewards back to Jesus for all that He's done. But these people will stand before the great white throne judgment and be judged for their sins. You say, well, how's that? They're not going to go to heaven because they were bad. Nope. They're not going to go to heaven because they weren't a good dad or a good mom. No. You're going to go to heaven because you put your faith and trust in Jesus. They were judged according to their works. Do you realize in a place called hell, some people, it will be hotter than others? Well, you said, what? Read, what did I write that? Luke. It's Luke chapter 12. Read that when you get home today. What Jesus spoke about the different places where He was at. Woe unto you. It's going to be worse here than there. Can I tell you there's places in hell that people will suffer more? Because of their sins, their deeds, their works, their attitudes, their thoughts, what they've done, it will be worse. You think of the worst sinner you've ever known. You think of the worst person you've ever known. Hitler and Stalin and all these people. I believe there's no doubt from what Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 that they will stand before the white throne judgment, that they will be cast into the lake of fire, and they will suffer a whole lot more than what some people will. Now, let me give you this thought. Well, I'm sure I'll be in heaven because I've been a good person. I knew a guy that was real old, and he said he would not accept Christ as a Savior. He said, oh, he said, that's, he said, asking Jesus to come in your heart is a personal thing. I said, you better believe it. That's what it's about, a personal relationship with Jesus. He said, I don't know if I can do that, but I pray. He was one of my best friends. I pray before he died, he accepted Christ. I gave him a track. I told him, my wife witnessed to him. I witnessed to him. My parents witnessed to him. I'm not sure, but he thought he could be in heaven because he was a good person. No. That's not going to get you there. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by putting our faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. So those people will suffer in hell a little more than some of the people that thought they were going to go to heaven, that thought they were good. I'm the best parent I can be. I'm the best person. That's not going to get you to heaven, my friends. It's only by believing in Jesus. He saw the dead, every one of them. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them. The sea, well, you got to remember, heaven and earth will fled away, he said. The sea will be gone. The mountains will be gone. Everything will be gone around this earth. Everything that we see, everything that we have, everything that we have will be gone, will go and gone, because Jesus is going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And the sea, there's many people that probably died in the sea. Can I tell you, think of the Titanic? How many people probably died there that weren't saved? I pray they all were, but there was some that might not be. Can I tell you, there's people that were in the war that probably died in the sea, and they're down there. But you know what? You say, how is that going to come up? Because Jesus is going to get that ashes and that up out of there and all that. Whatever that is, I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you. But He's going to get it all together and join it all together, and they'll come up, and they will stand before the great white throne judgment. Whether they're in the sea, the depths of the sea, or out, wherever it might be. The Bible says He judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire, that's the second death. That's eternal separation from God Almighty throughout all eternity. All eternity. The beast, the false prophet, and Satan have just been thrown in there. And the unbelievers will be the next to go in there. It's empty right now. But after the millennial, after all that, they'll be thrown into the lake of fire, and so will the unbelievers go. The Bible says in Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can I tell you, we could preach on hell for a half an hour, maybe more. But Jesus spoke more about hell in the Bible than he did about heaven. And there's so much in heaven to think about, all the wonders and the glories of heaven and throughout all eternity and everything that Jesus spoke about. But he spoke more about hell. Why was that? Because he's concerned about the souls of every person that's ever been alive. Ever been alive. He came. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And the Bible says in 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Thrown into the lake of fire, standing before God Almighty. They could say, Lord, wait a minute. He said, whoever. I'm glad the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter how bad you've lived a life. Doesn't matter what you've done or who you are or what you've done. It matters that you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to ask for forgiveness of your sins. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. And not have to fear the great white throne judgment which will take place one day. My friend, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you had not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you're going to stand before the judgment, great white throne judgment one day. You know, I think every time I preach about hell, every time I preach about people coming to the house of God and really not being saved, and going home and living their life and doing what they want to do, they figure, oh, I got so much time left. I'm young. I've got so much time left. I've got all this and all that left. You're not sure when you're going to take your last breath. And you're not sure when the rapture of the church is happening. And I think about that because I was in church for many, many years. I went to church for a young boy. My mom and dad said, let's go to church. I didn't want to go, but I went. I didn't hear the man of God preach, but I listened to him. And I tell you the truth. Listen, brother and sister, let me tell you what. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart many times about salvation, but I never got up and I never went to the altar. And I went out and I left and I said, I'll be okay. Don't worry about it. I'll get saved maybe when I'm 70 or 80. Thank God I got saved when I was 40. And I thought about that. People come to the house of God and they think they're doing okay, but they're not truly saved. They're not truly born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. He must. Be born again. Have you called on the Lord Jesus Christ and asked for forgiveness of your sins? Have you asked the Savior to save your soul and to come in your heart and save you? Do you think Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died on Calvary for any other reason than that? He did it so we could be saved. The Bible says without the shedding of blood is no remission. That means forgiveness of sins. That's why he's done that. That's why he rose from the grave. Thank God he made a way of escape from the great white throne judgment to a place called heaven. Thank God he made that way. Only through Jesus Christ. I want to share a message and a thought real quick with you, and I'll be done. Can you guys go up and get a song ready? Get us a song. Do you realize the next event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church? It's not the great white throne judgment. It's not the 7-year tribulation. It's not the 1,000-year millennial where we'll rule and reign with Christ if we're with him and he's our Savior. It's not that. But it will happen. But the very next event on God's calendar, my friends, is he is literally coming back for the church. Let me read that to you. Paul wrote, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, even as ye sorrow not, even as others that ye sorrow not, which have no hope. For if we believe, listen to Paul's writing, listen to what he said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Paul's telling you how to be saved, how to be sure you're a Christian. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring them with us. They're going to go first in the rapture, the dead in Christ. We'll go first in the rapture. They're buried 6 foot deeper. They're going to go first, amen, and we'll go right up after them. Praise God Almighty, I'm looking for the rapture, Brother Steve. I'm looking to see my mama that I left maybe 50 years ago that she had passed on with Jesus. I'm looking to see my sister that had died, I think it's been 8 years ago. I'm looking to see my loved ones. I'm looking, hey, listen, I got one for you. I'm looking to see my friends that call the Nichols family that lived in Jersey that showed us how to get saved, showed my mom when she was dying on her deathbed how to get saved and how to make sure she got to heaven. And then my father got saved a little bit ago. And then listen, praise God Almighty, I finally got saved in 1997. I'm looking forward to meeting those people that had a concern for me. I'm looking forward to seeing my loved ones. But the rapture's happening. It could happen anytime. And after that, there's no hope for the unbeliever. There's no hope for the ones that have not been saved. It says, for this we say unto you, that the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, he's coming back himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, praise God Almighty, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Not at the great white throne judgment, not in a place called the lake of fire, but with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Are you saved today? You say, well, I'm a religious person. That's wonderful. But that's not about a relationship. Are you saved? Is Jesus Christ your personal one-on-one Savior? Have you asked for forgiveness of your sins? Have you bowed down to Jesus and said, Lord, I'm a sinner, forgive me. Save my soul. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose again. And I believe that you're coming back. Jesus, save my soul. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. That's the only way you're not going to see what John saw at the great white throne judgment. Those multitudes of people in the air and will go before God Almighty, and they will be sorrowful for their sins. They would say, I should have got saved, but I can't now. All those things I've done caused me death, but now they're going to cause me the lake of fire throughout all eternity. You won't go to hell or lake of fire and die. You'll be there throughout all eternity. That's what Jesus said. You will suffer throughout all eternity without knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. But those that are saved, we're going to go up. We're going to see Jesus. We're going to live in heaven throughout all eternity and have an eternal, glorified, wonderful body like Jesus. There's not going to be any more sin, sorrow, none of that. And we'll be throughout all eternity with our Savior. Amen. Where would you rather spend an eternity? In a place called the lake of fire where you suffer? Or would you rather be with Jesus throughout all eternity? Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. What page, Brother Jim?